Well, just going back, you know, over the Christmas period into the beginning of the new year, there hasn't been a lot of data that's come through during that period. But what we've seen out of the United States is evidence of pullback in economic growth mid-fourth quarter, because we're getting November data, some December data, and almost all of it now is turning to the weaker side of expectations. So after many, many months where, you know, we had data outperforming and coming on the high side, it's definitely pulled back and is indicative that, you know, Q4 GDP is going to show some pullback. Just before Christmas, we had the final reading of Q3 GDP came out. It was actually revised up slightly to plus 33.4%, led by consumer spending, which was up 41% annualized. Now, to give you an idea of how this is going to turn around in the fourth quarter, you know, we've got things like personal income, personal spending data that came out late last week as well. And, yeah, that was, you're down over 1% for each of those. So obviously is going to make a difference. You're going to have a negative sign on the front of what was the leading growth push going back to Q3. Some of the indicators around housing too, which were extremely strong, have started to turn weaker in the US. We had both new home sales, existing home sales data for November came out last week. November existing home sales, and admittedly these are coming off very, very high levels, but the market thought we'd get a 1% reduction. We got a 2.5% reduction. So that was after a 4.4% increase the month before. So, you know, that's just starting to show some signs of turning over. New home sales, even more pronounced than that. So new home sales down 11%. Market thought it'd be down 0.9%. So, you know, quite a large pullback there. Not all COVID-related. Part of that's also weather-related. You know, they've had some pretty severe winter storms earlier in the season than usual across much of the U.S., and that tends to make a dent on housing as well. The only areas that are holding up still are largely manufacturing-type areas. So we had November durable goods orders came out. They rose by 0.9%. The market thought they'd be up 0.7%. And the previous month was revised up to 1.8%. And the other part of sort of good news is that initial jobless claims for the time being are still coming back. They were 803,000 new claims for unemployment benefits. That was much less than the market expected, 885,000 for the most recent week. And that's been a trend still. So the labour market, lagging indicator, but still improving to some degree, running through the US. Of course, the pandemic in the US has gone from bad to worse. And that obviously is problematic will create further dents. You've got increasing restrictions in parts of the US. The vaccinations are starting to be rolled out, but it's proving to be problematic in the sense that you've got 360-odd million people in the US. To make any sort of dent on that, you've got to be inoculating millions. And the initial stages are showing that it's hard to get the vaccinations to where they need to be and then get people inoculated in a reasonable time frame. So, you know, that's become something of an issue. On the positive side, the ghost in the White House, President Trump, who was casting a negative shadow over everything in the way in which he was dealing with the changeover between his presidency and the incoming presidency of Biden. He tried to veto two key pieces of legislation over the Christmas New Year period. One was defense appropriations. The other one was relating to the fiscal stimulus program, where he just threw in a ridiculous ambit claim that, make the $600 checks, $2,000 checks to everybody in the United States, which, of course, you need stimulus, but not quite to that sort of degree. The fascinating part, of course, was that the Senate, which is still controlled by the Republicans, went with the Democrats and overturned that presidential veto. So the ghost is being exercised very quickly now in the White House. And there'll be some other benchmarks through the course of this week too. This week, Congress meets 6th of January, which is only a couple of days away, and that is just to ratify the election result, which they will do. Inauguration Day is on 20th of January, so you're on countdown now before the removal trucks remove President Trump. All of that is, I think, will turn out to be somewhat positive as we get rid of that last bad taste from the Trump presidency over the course of coming weeks. We also have the runoff election in Georgia on the 6th of January too. Two Senate positions, as there are in every single state in the United States. But at the moment, both those senators are Republicans. There's a chance that one or both of those may actually go across to the Democrats. If one goes across, then you've got a hung Senate, so it neuters the Senate anyway. And if both go across, then you end up with a Democrat majority in the Senate. So you've got a clean sweep then for Biden as we run ahead. Data coming out this week, I think the focus will be on things like the ISM manufacturing PMI, which should actually hold up. That's one part of the US economy that's doing well. That's out tomorrow night. And it was at 57.5 going back last month. And for December, we'll probably come in around about 56.5. Still a pretty high reading, coming back a bit, but not much. Then we also have the non-manufacturing ISM data coming out later in the week. That one was at 55.9, might come back a bit more, down to 54.6, because services are actually suffering as you put more restrictions in place on people to contain COVID-19. So watching that one. And then we run to non-farm payrolls. And interesting non-farm payrolls for Friday. The market thinks that we'll get an increase, but only 100,000 compared with 245,000 going back the month before, and 500,000 to 600,000 going back the months before that. So you know, this is really starting to taper off now. And the issue will be whether the unemployment rate, which has been coming down more than the market expected, we come to a juddering halt there and it starts to increase again. So the unemployment rate's probably going up, we think, to 6.8% from 6.7%. Just on US financial markets generally, you know, running into the very first part of the new year, when you get a Santa rally on top of the big rallies we've had before that in risk assets, typically in the first week or two of the new year, you get a setback. It would not surprise to see that happen, but I don't think it's going to be particularly long-lived because, you know, A, you've got the fiscal stimulus coming through that's now being legislated, and that obviously is going to help things again, and B, you're going to get a number of the things which have been negatives are going to start to turn positives. The presidency will change over, and you'll get at least somebody who's half sane in the White House, which will help remarkably dealing with the COVID crisis. And the initial teething logistics, which were always going to occur when you try to do vaccinations on the scale that the US is doing it, they will start to get on top of that, and you'll start to get better news out of what's happening there, and more certainty that at some point through 2021, the pandemic won't necessarily go away, but it will be very much contained and won't have, you won't have the risk of massive outbreaks in the way that we have through this current Northern Hemisphere a winter. Just looking at China and some of the bits and pieces there, they're still doing okay. We had both the December manufacturing PMI and the non-manufacturing PMI came out over the New Year period. The manufacturing PMI came back a little bit to 51.9 from 52.1. That's about around market expectations, but holding up. The non-manufacturing PMI came back a little to 55.7 from 56.4, so not too bad there. As far as Australia was concerned over the Christmas break, we had preliminary November retail trade data came out, And this just shows, the amount of firepower, even with difficulties that the household sector's got here, with the fiscal stimulus we've had and the lift in the savings ratio going back into the middle part of 2020, on any excuse, they will spend. And we had the preliminary November retail trade numbers. The market thought that these would be down 0.6% after being up 1.4% the month before. They were up 7% month on month. We're running double digits increases compared with the same period last year. And yes, we've had all sorts of setbacks through the holiday period, and that will have some impacts. It's probably our Q4 is looking good. I mentioned the US, where their Q4 is obviously going to have a dent in it. Our Q4 is still very much in the bag as a very good quarter. So notwithstanding what might happen very early in the new year because of the issues we've got with COVID-19 at the moment. So that's going to mark us as a little bit different. We had preliminary November international trade data came out too, and this it speaks really of domestic spending, because exports actually increased by 1%, but imports in the month increased by 11%. We're still importing a lot of goods potentially for sale here in Australia. The physical trade balance, and these are preliminary numbers, we get final ones which will add in services as well as we go further into the new year. But the trade surplus did come back to $2 billion from $4.7 billion going back the month before. But that was largely on that huge surge that we saw there in imports. We also had November credit data came out from the Reserve Bank. And we still got a trickle of credit growth. But it's some interesting things going on just underneath the surface. So if we look at November credit, we had overall an increase of 0.1%. We're up 1.7% year-on-year. Now, that's not particularly fast, but one part which is really starting to accelerate is housing credit. This is the stock of housing credit. So this is reflecting the strength that's been running through the turnaround in housing. And housing credit rose by 0.3% and is now up 3.4% year-on-year. Go back a few months ago, you had a negative sign on the front of the annual change on that, so it really has started to move. Set against that, personal credit is still pretty weak. It was flat for the month and is still down 12.4% compared with the same period last year. Business credit actually fell a bit, minus 0.3%, but is actually up 0.9% year-on-year. So you're getting these differences. Where the household sector really is spending up big is in housing and continues to do so. And, of course, with oddly enough, it's almost a backhanded stimulus to housing expenditure when you get the sorts of events we've had over Christmas, New Year. We suggest that the best place you can stay is in your own home for the time being. So you almost get an additional boost for that. This week, we'll start today with ANZ job ads. These have been motoring along. Go back a month ago, they're up 13.9% month on month. They're probably up again for the most recent month. Later in the week, we'll get November home building approvals. These have been rising very, very strongly. They're overdue for something of a setback. So the market thinks we'll get about a 3% reduction after being up 3.8%. Even on a 3% reduction, we'd still be up about 20% year-on-year. So wait and see how that one pans out. And we also get the November trade data. Now, we add in services onto this on top of all that basic goods information we get. And the point about services, international trade in services in Australia, partly because of the pandemic, has gone into massive surplus. And the reason for that is that Australians, when they are able to travel overseas, spend hugely more overseas than overseas tourists spend here in Australia. And it runs to $2 to $3 billion, the deficit on international services when you're not in a pandemic. When you move into a pandemic, you shift from minus 3 billion a month to plus 1 or plus 2 billion a month. So a huge shift and turnaround. And that's why, you know, the November trade in international goods and services is expected to be way higher than the 2 billion trade surplus, and the market's looking for $5.8 billion trade surplus in international goods and services, compared with 7.5 the month before. Yeah, it's back a little bit, but it's still a very, very large trade position. Just briefly, in Europe, there was nothing much there running through the course of the new year. Yeah, other than more details about the worsening of the COVID crisis, the new variation in the UK, the more infectious version of COVID-19. Yeah, they are starting to run out vaccines, so yeah, eventually the balance of that news is going to turn positive. In the near term, a bit like the United States, when you're trying to inoculate millions upon millions of people very quickly, you run into problems pretty quickly. You overwhelm the system pretty quickly, as it has in the UK already. But the news there over time will turn more positive. They will start to get on top of those problems, and on top, of course, the infection rate that's at the moment is still pretty catastrophic levels running through Europe. One thing that should not be forgotten about Europe was that just over a month ago, they managed to legislate one of the biggest fiscal stimulus recovery programs of anywhere around the world, more than 1.6 trillion euro of spending over the next couple of years. There was a period a month ago where you had one or two of the member countries which were resisting that, and that resistance fell apart, and that went through over a month ago. So you have got a lot of fiscal support for economic recovery running through Europe, notwithstanding the infection rates that are running through. They've also managed to complete Brexit over the course of the Christmas New Year period. It just sets in place the arrangements now. It will be a bit more bureaucratic, but nowhere near as bad as it would have been if there had been no deal as they move through the period moving ahead. This week, they start to get back to producing some data. We'll get purchasing managers' reports. The manufacturing PMI, like most places, looks okay for December. It was 55.5 and it'll probably hold around that level. The services sector PMI, probably a bit softer, in the high 40s. We'll also get December business and consumer confidence. Ironically, even though they've had quite a hard time of it over the Christmas New Year period, it's probably going to rise slightly to 90 from 87.6. And also just their unemployment rate for the month of November, which is expected to extend about 8.5 from 8.4. But generally moving into the first part of the new year, always the usual lumps and bumps. So the first trading day today may see quite a fall running through the share market. It will be pretty temporary as we go a little bit further into the new year, because whether it comes down to the fiscal spending programs of the big areas around the world, US and Europe, or whether it comes down to news starting to improve from the pandemic, which in time it will, because so those vaccines are starting to be rolled out, even if a bit haphazardly in parts of the world, and will start here probably on the latest thinking is very late February, where we'll have our approvals in place during the middle of February, and the vaccine rollout will probably start here from very late February too. So we're on a countdown now towards the pandemic being contained, not necessarily disappearing, but being contained, with still a lot of government support to help economies recover.